Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deltina Hayes is here, too. Deltina is a great member of our Brain Trust, a very experienced web developer, publisher, and a pioneer of social media, Web 2.0, which is getting real close to Web 3.0, and the mobile world, which you've heard me say wasn't any part of your past, but is going to dominate your future. She's also an expert in publishing, in book publishing, independent publishing. She's our good friend, Deltina Hay. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Also, the author of The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. So, folks, she's written a book on this stuff. She knows what she's talking about. Deltina, one of the things that small business owners are challenged about is how to make some kind of ROI sense out of social media. I spoke to 225 community bankers last week, and I asked them, how many of you have a social media? These were executives. These were bank presidents. How many of you have a social media strategy in your bank? I'm going to say out of 225, I'm going to estimate maybe 6 or 7 raise their hand. Now, if you ask small business owners, you probably get a little higher percentage, but I bet you wouldn't get half. I bet half wouldn't raise their hands. It's still hard for the traditional small business owner to get their hands around an ROI for social media, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's surprising. You know, you really wouldn't think so. And those mid-level and higher level executives is actually one of the biggest areas in which people just really don't think that much about it. Their roots are so deep into more traditional methods that's hard for them to break out of it. And I think, however, the challenge for small business owners is different, in that they don't feel like they have either the time or other types of resources or money really to invest in it.
Well, I think the first thing that sets them off is when they can't just pivot. They're facing south, selling in the traditional advertising world. They're advertising, they're marketing, they're knocking on doors. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You know, that kind of a traditional approach to going to market. We're competitive. We got the best price. We got the best products. You know, love me, love me, love me. That we've been doing that for 10,000 years, right? But now we're saying, okay, do an about face north, and wander into this new marketplace. But you can't say, hey, I'm wonderful, buy my stuff right now. It's more difficult. And if even the advertising is different, as you said, you wouldn't think it'd be all that much complicated to do that about face, but it's turned out to be, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think you've hit it on the head there, where it's so difficult to really know if you're even making an impact.
Yeah.
You can keep engaging on social media. So many people say, oh, it's all about engagement. It's all about engagement. Well, that's all fine and great.
Engagement doesn't ring the cash register. That's what they'll tell you, right?
Right. Yeah. But again, you know, small business owners are like, well, how do I measure that? How do I know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think now that social media has been around as long as it has, and there's so much noise out there, that, you know, the article that I just wrote on social advertising really kind of outlines, you know,
right,
a really good plan for advertising, so that you can cut through that noise a bit, and it doesn't have to be really expensive, and it's so much easier to measure.
Well, and it is an outstanding article. Deltina, they can find it on your website?
Yes, DeltinaU.com.
Deltina, DeltinaU.com. So check it out, folks. A practical guide to social advertising. All right, give us a couple of tips.
Okay, first of all, you want to get to know the all the different types of ads that are available to you. I mean, like, really kind of take a look at the ads within Twitter, and, you know, I outline this all in the article, and Facebook and Pinterest and so forth, and get an idea of the types of ads that you can place. And then from there, you want to set some very specific goals, you know, which is a start for any really good social advertising or social media strategy.
Right.
You want to define your goals. Do you want to, you know, sell more of a specific product? Do you want to just drive sales to your, or drive traffic to your website? Do you want to promote mobile apps and so
you,
forth?
You want to get prospect leads. Maybe you're just looking for leads. Maybe you're just mm-hmm. looking for somebody to raise their hand and say, hey, I heard of you guys.
Exactly, yeah. Drive engagement to your fan page or your business page, or mm-hmm. just get more likes on your business page. So those goals are going to determine what type of ad that you want to place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you want to do things like make certain that you have very specific budgets laid out, because it's really easy to get lost in saying, okay, I'll just throw $20 at
right.
that, $20 at that.
Well, that's no different from traditional advertising.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a similar frustration with traditional advertising.
Yeah, you feel like, you know, you're just kind of you're pulling.
Remember the old saying, the great Madison Avenue expert. One of the guys, one of the CEOs said, I know that half of my advertising budget is working. I just don't know which half.
Right. And throwing money all over the place, and let's just see what sticks, and then
identify the different options. And when you say options, you mean platforms, or do you mean types of ads, or what do you mean?
Really both. Really both. I mean, hopefully by now, most small business owners, or, you know, people who are marketing on social media, have a good idea of which platforms are driving the most success or meeting their other goals. And so, like, if Facebook is really working for you, then it's probably where you want to advertise in. You know, if Twitter is more your thing, then, you know, look at their ad types. But also,
can I correct you there? Not to parse your words, Deltina,
mm-hmm.
but what you just said is, if Twitter's more your type, shouldn't we really be thinking if Twitter's more your profile customer's type?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't
absolutely.
That the word? Because I may hate Twitter, but if my customers hang out there, that's where I got to be. I got to learn to love Twitter,
exactly.
don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. So if Twitter is your thing, if Twitter is your target audience's thing.
There you go.
Deltina,
DeltinaU.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Find this outstanding article, A Practical Guide to Social Media. It's chock full of good stuff. I promise you, it'll probably change your life. 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.